Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Massachusetts Gaming Commission has just one casino proposal left for southeastern Massachusetts and for the state's final casino license. Supporters of the casino plan for New Bedford have dropped their bid. And as WBUR's Simone Rios reports, the last plan left is for Brockton.
Developer KG Urban says it's abandoning its years-long New Bedford casino effort because of trouble with financing. For years, KG Urban extolled the $650 million casino as a project that would revitalize a dead zone on the New Bedford waterfront. New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell says he was taken completely by surprise just a month after New Bedford voters approved the casino proposal.
Nobody here thinks that a casino is an end-all be-all, and we're succeeding in many sectors of our economy, manufacturing, maritime businesses, and other. But this casino was a good opportunity for us to accelerate all of those growth trends and create more jobs and a more vibrant community.
Mitchell says he was led to believe KG had its financing in order. The developer did not respond to requests for comment. New Bedford's loss leaves just one casino proposal for southeastern Massachusetts, a casino at the Brockton Fairgrounds. Brockton Mayor Bill Carpenter says he likes the prospects of the $650 million plan winning state approval.
We're looking at the potential of 1,500 permanent good-paying jobs with a residency preference in hiring. The majority of those jobs will go to Brockton residents. We're looking at the creation of an entertainment district that will surround the resort casino. We're looking at the economic growth potential.
Members of the State Gaming Commission had previously said they'd like to choose between at least two bidders. It's an issue they can discuss at their regular meeting today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.